ප්‍රතිගාමණය ප්‍රතිපදින් සිලේමල නොවනවා මොනිටද සම්පතේ සංකම්පි
in the same time that the imagination is working to give a firm position to the end, how you fabric, you know, your destiny, you know, it was important. And I shot it with the mask. I went in a gallery and I took the mask to do so, and I shot the faces, the human faces, elsewhere, but with the same background, that is this kind of straw material. And I started, we have shot entirely, I think, 310 masks in total, to keep only around 25, and I shot the human faces, 197 faces, to choose it, to keep 29 faces. Yeah. Because what I wanted to do is just that at a certain moment you believe that the human faces are mineralized and the masks become human faces, because there is a consubstantial link between that. It's how they represent themselves, and the commentary I made was only to say that we are all Africans, you know, not only those who are black, that it appears to be more obvious, but any one of you, because the only source of humanity was in Africa, and those men that I call the first explorers of the world, they started from the Rift Valley in Africa to go everywhere, and is the reason why for me it's an kind of imposture. I don't know if the word is the same in English. Imposture, is it right? Yes, imposture to say that Christophe Colomb discovered the North Africa, North America, because he has found some people there, but in the same time, I can understand, you discover the one that you don't know yet, but to me, it shows how the relationship between the European countries and the rest of the world is, you know, because all the time, of course, things are spoken and said from the point of view of Europe at that time, before, of course, other nations, had been created with the immigrants who left Europe to come here or in Latin America, etc. And it's also, a little bit questioning, you know, to see how today there is, in Europe in particular, they are fighting against the migrants coming from Africa, because, everyone went from Africa to elsewhere. And if you take the more recent history, it was when there was starvation in Europe, for instance, that many people left Europe to go to come to America, you know. So it teaches us that we have to pay attention to history and try to understand the human trajectory has a role, you know, and not only see it through the narrow filters of the interest of today. And I just want to comment about the privatization of the security in Africa, but it's also elsewhere. In Iraq during the war, you have seen all those agencies going to Iraq, but it's done most of the time when someone needs to define their interest. Because for the time being, I haven't seen in the villages in Africa some security guards, you know. Meaning what? That most of the time in the new nations in Africa, there is a problem of justice, problem of equity between, you know, the population and the ruling classes, because they know that the distribution of richness is not what it should be, then they have to protect their position. It's also one way to read that reality, you know. And of course, those international, you know, companies working in Africa, like in Nigeria, because of the petroleum, because they are defending their interests, and they are not really interested by the justice to bring into Nigeria. There is a problem just because there is injustice about the distribution of the resources, you know. So I think, to me, being a filmmaker, and I know that my position is very modest and humble, I try to question and interrogate that reality and see it as a citizen of Africa, and I just believe that we are the ones to revert, to convert ourselves and to see the reality differently. And I do believe that the universities in Africa have a major role to play, because we need to completely change, you know, the way that we are addressing and observing the reality. Otherwise, I am afraid that we will not, go to new places where it will exist more equity, where, you know, the democracy will be really established, because that democracy that the North wants the African nations to have today, we see how it fails in many places, because it's just an external appearance of democracy. While in Africa, some of the societies had rich, deeper systems of democracy in the past. Never forget that, for instance, the first chapter about, the human rights has been proclaimed in the Empire of Mali under the reign of Sundiata Keita, you know, what they call you can find it on Google if you go the La Chapter. I just swallow the word, that I can find it before the end of it. La Chapter Mandi, absolutely. I wanted to translate Mandi, but there is no translation. Anyway, okay, so I don't know if you have questions or comments, of course, and I have to thank you for your attention and interest to what I try to share with you.
Unfortunately, my role as a scientist, I have to be mindful of the fact that we should be bringing, or should be bringing to our students, so we can take two or three questions and then give the indications for a lot, and then go back to share with them at the end. So just one question here, then one here, and one at the back, and we'll have to see what happens.
Abubakar, tu m'aides à comprendre.
Je vais partager avec nous ce travail récent. Et c'est un sujet que je trouve demander si vous avez fait allusion dans la première partie de votre présentation à la vous avez fait allusion au fait que vous incorporez, vous façonnez le régime en intégrant les œuvres traditionnelles pour raconter l'histoire. Alors, la question, c'est pour vous donner des exemples, si on veut dire, de, pour une stratégie, pour tenir compte et de raconter.
Probably Obama, as Mr. Blair and the Steve mentioned, there's a lot of people who are here. Because Obama is president. Nelson Mandela was 27 years, but when he go out, he can say, if our Senator Susan wanted to be the first president of the country, Obama is president, you know, if you took on the amount of the government, money the one à la guerre, comme le Bush a fait, parce qu'il a la possibilité de le faire, maintenant c'est nous les noirs. Maintenant, il a dit, on se donne la main et on compte cette humanité-là. Mais il y a un gros problème, parce que donc, je me rends compte que Charles Tejo, qui a commencé pour un Tejo, cette vie africaine, et l'Afro-Américain, a dit, c'est vrai que they understand very well the time of the of the 100 years. It's 50 years, this fire beginning, the fire that will be today. I think the people must know your film, must know the work of the 100 years. Who is the reality? Who is the fear of the next one and a big fire? This is for the democracy. Je n'y crois pas. Par le temps qu'on ne retrouvera pas comme je dis l'imaginaire, reconquérir l'imaginaire, c'est-à-dire montrer que nous étions à la source de l'humanité. Et que tout ce qu'on dit des gens, tous les gens qui ont célébré aujourd'hui l'Occident, c'était en Afrique, c'est-à-dire l'Égypte. Parce que souvent, tout ce qui est beau, on parle de palace, on parle de l'Égypte, beaucoup de gens parlent de palace. Juste à l'heure du monde, quand l'Égypte gagne la coupe, on dit, ah, l'Égypte, c'est en Afrique. Alors, je crois que tout ce qui a été produit dans le sens de parler de la constitution des Africains, c'est que par exemple, on dit qu'il a découvert comment il est commission colorale, Mais les historiens montrent aujourd'hui qu'au contraire, c'est chez nous, c'est-à-dire Boubacar Diop qui a envoyé une expédition en Amérique, et ça a été démontré, ils étaient là, ils ont directement le démontré. Les Africains sont arrivés avant, les Blancs avant, et on ne démontre pas donc rien comme disait Charles, une explication de l'histoire. Et je suis d'accord avec vous, que par une réalisation, par une réappropriation de cette histoire, notre pièce et de notre contribution à la civilisation de l'universel, que l'Afrique reparlera, montrera qu'il n'y a aucun de l'humanité, parce que si les Américains sont les premières nations de l'Afrique, les Africains sont les premières nations de l'humanité, et nous devons le savoir, depuis la notre aussi. Non pas pour se faire en cas de glorieux, mais pour se réconcilier avec l'humanité africaine, et aller découvrir enlever les violences, et tout ça, je vous remercie.
Unfortunately, I have to be mindful of the fact that we have a very full afternoon and that we are running very much over schedule. I would like to give Mr. Cavalieri an opportunity to respond briefly to any comments, and then we will watch the film. We do need to start this afternoon in that time, and not fall too far behind. So I'm looking for some nautical solidarity that we start this afternoon session at 2:15, so that we do have an hour we can have a chance to recharge and come back to refresh the event panel that we have this afternoon. So, can I ask for some
reflections? Yeah, I think only 3 minutes. Thank you for your comments and your positive point of views on the film. It was more comments than questions, but there is one question about how I bring the traditional way of telling stories in my film. Unfortunately, it would have been a very good thing if you could see a part of my film to make it more concrete. But for instance, for my first movie, it was my first attempt, you know, to do something using what I learned at the film school and not forgetting from which place of storytelling I was coming, you know. And in Wen Kuni, I have used the voice of the narrator, For instance, I think that someone that has written a lot about that film when Kudi is Gabriel Tushoman from Ethiopia teaching at UCLA. You know, he has done a work that I respect because sometimes you yourself you discover a lot of things on your movie by listening to people or reading them, you know. But I try to use this narrator, and also one thing that I didn't even pay attention when I was editing the film, and it's only after when the critics spoke about that that I feel that I was really, really, how do you say that, I dare to do something, putting a flashback inside a flashback. Because in our traditional state, you speak about a character, then from this character you say something, there is no boundary, you know, because it's just how you speak and you tell the story to the audience in front of you. And I try to really use the same freedom, you know, not posing myself any question about the cinematic language. Yes, I was using images. And what was really surprising is how people accepted that, you know. I didn't try to justify the fact that I was doing that. I just did it because it appeared to me that if it was a traditional state, nobody would see any problem about that. So because of the time, maybe we can talk together after. I have to stop there and to see twice the thing, and so, and I hope to come back in 2 years' time with my new movie, you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
comprendre pourquoi nous sommes existants, inventer son futur, projeter ailleurs et hors de son propre corps, tels ont été nos premiers désirs, les premières quêtes de l'homme. Après s'être confronté à leur environnement immédiat, les premiers Africains, par nécessité et par curiosité, ont porté leur regard au-delà de l'horizon. Ils sont allés partout, et partout, les premiers Africains se sont réinventés à partir de leur capitale du moyen originaire, conscients qu'ils souhaitaient appartenir à la capitale qui est encore et qui est disparue. Leur premier songe m'habite encore et je navigue dans les mondes intimes qu'ils ont élaboré. Les lames des rites, les couleurs et les formes, les rythmes et les rituels qu'ils ont inventés pour communiquer, se représenter et donner des sens à leur vie. De leur rêve, de leur vision, de leur émotion,